With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. Looks like we'll see a little frost and a little rain this weekend.
Some cloudiness drifts down from the north and west today. That will interrupt our sun from time to time. Temperatures today, they're only around 55. It should become clear tonight. Lows dropping down to 30 to 35. There will be some areas of frost overnight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny at 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clouds, chance of showers after midnight, lows near 40. Showers and rain for the day on Sunday. There may be some rumbles of thunder, 55 to 60. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa's expecting to receive its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines this week for kids aged 5 to 11. The Biden administration announced Wednesday it's ready to give Pfizer vaccines to younger children as soon as it's approved by the FDA and CDC. And that could happen in the next couple of weeks. Reynolds is encouraging parents to talk to their kids' doctors about getting the vaccine.
We will be dispersing them to pediatricians and pharmacies. Again, parents can visit with their pediatricians, they can have those conversations, they can ask those questions, and then they will make that decision.
Reynolds says she's encouraging Iowans to get vaccinated against COVID-19, but she's still considering options for opposing upcoming federal vaccine requirements. The Southern Illinois attorney, who has risen to prominence among conservatives for challenging Illinois' COVID restrictions in court, has filed a massive new lawsuit seeking to end mask requirements in schools. Hannah Meisel has more.
Attorney Tom DeVore has filed dozens of lawsuits against Governor J.B. Pritzker in the last year and a half, asking judges to halt the governor's pandemic-related restrictions. And while he's found little success in the courtroom, DeVore has garnered plenty of social media fame, which he's parlayed into a run for appellate court judge in Southern Illinois. His latest lawsuit filed this week names 145 Illinois school districts seeking an end to required masking for students. Pritzker says his administration will again fight back in court, but admits divorce suits have been a drain on state resources.
So I hope that the, you know, reign of grifting and terror that he is trying to bring about in these school districts will come to an end.
After Pritzker's comments Thursday, DeVore threatened to sue him for defamation, but as governor, he's legally shielded from such litigation. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Democrat Cindy Axne and Republican Marionette Miller Meeks would be pushed into the same congressional district under the latest Iowa redistricting maps. The proposal released yesterday by the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency would also keep Democratic counties of Johnson and Lynn in separate districts, unlike a previous plan rejected by Republicans earlier this month. The Iowa legislature is scheduled to meet in special session next Thursday to consider the maps. If the second set of maps is rejected, the LSA will have 35 days to draw a third set, which could be amended with majority Republicans leading that process. Now that the moratorium on evictions in Illinois has ended, tenants and landlords have started going to court. In Rock Island County, Project Now and several other agencies are offering an eviction diversion program. Project Now Executive Director Dwight Ford says it offers mediation with volunteer attorneys.
This is so important to the region as a whole, Rock Island County specifically, to be able to stabilize this reality and to be able to take the strain off of property owners and take the struggle out of the renters.
There's also money available to pay up to 12 months of back rent. Ford says since the pandemic began, Project Now has spent $970,000 helping more than 500 families to keep their homes. He thinks even before the pandemic, there was a serious housing problem in the U.S.
Before COVID, almost 40% of America could not take care of the most basic needs on a survival budget. That's before COVID. I'm just talking about housing, food, the most bare minimum. I'm not talking about all the ancillary things that people enjoy in life.
When they agree to work with the eviction diversion program, landlords and tenants have 2 weeks to work out a settlement. The program includes Project Now, the 14th Judicial Circuit, Prairie State's Legal Services, the Rock Island County Bar Association, volunteer lawyers from John Deere, and the Salvation Army. An Iowa organization that works to end domestic violence is hosting an event this weekend to honor the lives of victims who died as a result of abuse. Cassidy Arena has details.
Día de los Muertos is a traditional Mexican holiday to celebrate the lives of people who have passed. And for the first time, the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence will host a tribute event for victims who died due to acts of gender-based violence. Veronica Guevara is the coalition's director of equity and inclusion. She says most of the lives lost could have been prevented.
We wouldn't have to hold an event like this, but I think it's important to do so because we are bringing awareness to the issue.
The Free Dia de los Muertos ceremony is on Saturday in Des Moines. Attendees are encouraged to bring photos of loved ones who have died. I'm Cassidy Arena, Iowa Public Radio News.
In sports, the Dodgers beat the Braves 11-2 to stay alive in the National League Pennant Series. Game 6 this evening in Atlanta, the Braves lead 3-2. The Astros take a 3-2 lead into Game 6 of the American League Series tonight in Houston. Blackhawks lost to the Canucks 4-1. The Storm are at Evansville tonight, then back home to host Vermilion County tomorrow night. In Thursday night football, the Browns beat the Broncos 17-14. In basketball, the Bulls host the Pelicans tonight. I'm Jay Pierce.